This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Heather Taylor, H-E-A-T-H-E-R, Middle English, M, last name T-A-Y-L-O-R, date of birth 02/24/1974, date of appointment August 21st, 2023. Requesting physician Andrea Carrasco, A-N-D-R-E-A-C-A-R-A-S-S-C-O. Dear Dr. Carrasco, I have the pleasure of seeing Heather Taylor today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 49-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of stroke four years ago. At that time, she was living in Nashville, Tennessee. She went to the Vanderbilt Hospital. Due to the stroke, her right hand is weak. Some weakness in the right leg also. Speech is okay. Eyes are okay. She is walking with the help of the cane. Her legs gives out, shakes a lot. She moved here in November 2022. She has a history of seizure which started after a stroke. Last seizure was in December of last year. During seizure, her eyes rolled back, shaking with loss of consciousness.
Hey.
No tongue biting, sometime incontinent. Postictal confusion was present. It started on Depakote extended release 500 milligram 2 times daily. He is complaining of pain in the right shoulder and right arm and back pain. She is asking for pain medication. I do not have any record from the Nashville, Tennessee hospital, so I do not know what type of stroke she had. Past medical history. Stroke, seizure, hyperthyroidism, bipolar disorder, restless leg syndrome, brain aneurysm. Past surgical is T2C section, coil in the brain, allergy to naproxen, tramadol, toradol, medication, quetiapine, 300 milligram. 2 times daily, duloxetine 60 milligram 2 times daily, levothyroxine, divalproex sodium 500 milligram 2 tablets daily, clonidine, Lyrica, Loratadine 5 milligram, Flexeril. Socialist is smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. He is widow, lives with a friend, have 2 children, family esteem, mother alive, father alive with a stroke, 1 sister, 2 brothers alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the journal. Skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic. Psychiatric, musculoskeletal, and genitourinary system. I found out that she had a stroke, she had a seizure, she has a left-sided weakness, physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination strength. Please rewrite again. There is no rigidity, but action tremor present. Motor system examination is strength. Left side it 5/5. Right hand grip 1/5. Right upper extremity 3/5 proximally. Right lower extremity 4/5. Deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses, flexor, sensory system examination revealed absent vibration and pinprick sensation in the right upper extremity and decrease in the right lower extremity. Gait hemiparetic. Assessment and plan. 49-year-old right-handed Caucasian man, Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, stroke with right-sided weakness. Number two, epilepsy. Number three, right hemiplegia. Number four, brain aneurysm, stutters, post-coiling. Number five, restless neck syndrome. Number six, bipolar disorder. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the Depakote 500 milligram 2 times daily. She is also taking quetiapine 300 milligram 2 times daily. Duloxetine 60 milligram 2 times daily, Lyrica and Loratab and Flexeril. She is asking more pain medication. I told her she is on maximum pain medication. I will continue the same management. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.